Speak up.
You're listening to Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We're the campus and community radio station at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast from unceded Coast Salish territories.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm your host, Vivian, and welcome back to Speak Up. Today is a very cool show. I have planned a very cool show because today is all about the Black History Month that happens right now here in Canada. So the whole February is Black History Month, and due to that, I interviewed some cool guests, especially Tiara Cash. She will have an interview here today, so I pre-recorded it and I will play it later. But to come right to our topic, Black History Month. And yeah, I hope you're doing well. And yeah, I hope you had a great start into the day. And yeah, I'm very excited for this episode. I will not only play the interview with Tiara, but I will also play some Canadian black artists, which I'm very excited about. And we will wipe together to those songs, and especially, and we also will listen to Tiara's song because she sang at the opening ceremony for Black History Month here at SFU campus. And yeah, I'm very excited about it. And I hope you will enjoy that too, because it's such an important issue. And I jumped right into the topic, but I don't want to waste our time here on Speak Up because it's such an important topic to talk about. And I want to give you more information about Black History Month. I want to talk about my experience with Soka here on SFU campus and my experience with Tiara. And I want to introduce Tiara before we're going to start in the interview. But before that, I want to show you some cool songs I found from Black Canadian artists that are currently uprising here in Canada, and I want to support them a little bit. And Tiara also gave me some song suggestions, so we will have a mix between information and Black History Month, how you can be more active, and also Black Canadian artists, which I'm very excited about because I love listening to new music and meet new people. And Black History Month gives you a good opportunity to meet new people, new cultures, and be more open for new things. And I'm very excited about that. So I'm in such a good mood. I hope you are too. I mean, it's still a little bit gray outside. Currently, it's cloudy and we have 4 degrees outside, but that's okay. I mean, it's a special day today for me, and I'm very excited about what's going to happen here. And you probably wonder if you're not familiar with Black History Month. So what is Black History Month? So Black History Month, the people in Canada celebrate the many achievements and contributions of Black Canadians and their communities who throughout history have done so much to make Canada a culturally diverse, compassionate, and prosperous country. And yeah, I will tell you soon how you can get more involved, and how and what's the history behind Black History Month, and why is it so important. We will all cover those questions by listening to Tiara's interview, as well as my information that I will give you. But before we're going to start into a long information speech, I would say, I want to play you some songs I found. And this song I want to play you now, it's a very beautiful song, I would say. So it's called Equity by Oksu Aboksum. I hope I pronounced it right. But she is a woman that's presenting Black women in electronic music. And she's from Toronto, Ontario. So I'm very excited for that because she has kind of a little speech before her actual song starts. So that's a very interesting mix between an important issue and yeah, a little electronic music. It's a short song, but I really liked it. And after that, we will hear a whole different genre. So we will hear a little bit of rap. We also hear a little bit of hip hop. So we have all genres covered. And before I will give you more information about Tierra and what's going on with her, and what's Black History Month and what is behind Black History Month, I'm going to play you these three songs, and I'm very excited to vibe together with you. Hope you are in a dancey mood, because those songs are amazing. And I want to play you now Equity by Oxymo.
I see a line, and over that line I see green fields and lovely flowers and beautiful white women with their arms stretched out to me over that line, but I can't seem to get there no how. I can't seem to get over that line. That was Harriet Tubman in the 1800s. And let me tell you something. The only thing that separates women of color from anyone else is opportunity.
I got a moves, 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 I gotta move. The planet, I just try to stay above shit. Visions of the moon when I visit Saturn. Imagine life of color doesn't matter. Imagine peace where murder doesn't happen to my people dying in the streets every day around the world. Blood splatter, sit back, chill, watch the flood travel. Bombs drop humanity extinct. Tell me what you think was gonna happen. When my folks can't even breathe, knees on their neck, seven in their back, prisons overpacked, women going missing, gotta save the children, lot of evil in this living, hoping that you pay attention, take me to a place where love is. Suffer. It's like a jungle. Times I have to wonder why we underneath whatever you believe is. Time for peace and love to reach each other. Whatever creed, we all created equal under God's blue sky. We all bleed the same, you and I. It's a shame there's hatred on your brain. While I can only wish you sunny days, and I can only hope you feel it shining. Let the water wash away your pain. See, this love is all that I can offer to this world. I just want to see a change for the better. This a home for the future. Before we lose it, do it together. Take me to a place where love is.
Where love is, Karis, feed Yolanda Sergeant, Octavia and Santos, and Tina Soul. What a beautiful song with a very beautiful and important message. So he said, or the singer said something about humanity, and that if we will lose our humanity, the world still spins. That might be right, but we need humanity, and I really like that message, and I'm sorry for the second song. I forgot to say there's a little bit of swear words, so disclaimer, there were swear words in it. It was Moves by Sincery, so sorry about that. I forgot about that. But yeah, I really like the last song and also the first song, as well as the second song. But the most beautiful song was A Place Where Love Is, and I really liked the one because it was a beautiful message panel. It was kind of jazzy, and I really, really liked that one. The singer is K-Riss, and it's not hip hop, it's more, I would say, more jazz. And I really, really like the one. They're from Edmonton in Alberta, and I really, really like that song. And I will, if you are interested in any of those songs, please check out our archives where you can check out our playlist. And if you go to cdsf.ca and then don't speak up, you will find all of the songs I just played. And to go back to important messages, not today, not only today, but this month is Black History Month. So a very important month. But in my opinion, we shouldn't just focus on one month. We should focus on all the time we have. So all of the time of the year, we should focus about equity and how we can make the world better. And I want to start by doing this radio show. So I think my biggest message is here today: be active and be more open and try to participate. So if it's just listening to or supporting more Black artists, or if you go to here on campus, for example, if you participate in a Soca event, so be more active. That can be helpful and can help a lot. We will hear that soon, how you can be more active with Tierra. But before that, I wanna start to be active by doing this radio show. And for that, I wanna tell you a little bit about the Black History Month history, long term. But I wanna tell you a little bit more about that, because it's important to let people know that this month exists and how important it is for the Black community and for all of the people that are into let participate in this month. So yeah, see the effort that's behind this month. And yeah, I want to tell a little bit about the history now. So in 1978, the Ontario Black History Society, also called OBHS, was established. Its founder, including Dr. Daniel G. Hill and Wilson O. Brooks, presented a petition to the City of Toronto to have February formally proclaimed as Black History Month. In 1979, the first ever Canadian proclamation was issued by Toronto. The first Black History Month in Nova Scotia was observed in 1988 and later renamed African Heritage Month in 1996. In 1993, the OBHS successfully filed a petition in Ontario to proclaim February as Black History Month. Following that success, Rosemary Sadler, president of the OBHS, introduced the idea of having Black History Month recognized across Canada to Honorable Jane Austen, the first Black Canadian woman, wonderful woman, by the way, elected to Parliament. In December 1995, the House of Commons officially recognized February as Black History Month in Canada, following a motion introduced by Dr. Augustine. The House of Commons carried the motion unanimously. In February 2008, Senator Donald Oliver, the first Black man adopted to the Senate, introduced a motion to recognize contributions of Black Canadians in February as Black History Month. It received unanimous approval and was adopted on March 4th, 2008. The adoption of this motion completed Canada's parliamentary position on Black History Month. So what I recognized was that, yeah, it's pretty new. So it started in the 70s, so almost like 50 years now, but it's pretty new. And it's such an important month, but as I already said, we shouldn't focus just only on one month, but should focus on how we can change in general and not only for one month. So how we can change our mindset to support, how we can support the Black community better, and how we can how we can make more justice, and how we can have more humanity, and how we can develop more humanity. And I thought about that question, and in my opinion, it's speaking with people, get involved, and be more open for new culture, and check out things that you're not familiar with. So go out of your bubble, and broaden your horizon and check out the new stuff. For example, I checked out the Soca dance workshop. It happened on Valentine's Day, so 2 days ago, and it was amazing. I never ever danced in a Soca, or I never had a dance Soca class. I'm pretty new in like the dance thingy, but I think it was my third dance lesson, and it was here on campus for Black History Month. The Soca team hosted a Soca dance workshop with an amazing teacher, and it was wonderful. It was so much fun. I can only recommend it. Check out the Soca Instagram if you want to see me dancing to very cool music. And I really like the feeling, and I will definitely have more Soca dance classes because I actually enjoyed that one very much. And I also went to the Soca opening ceremony for Black History Month, and there I found Tierra. So that was a lucky convenience, and I really liked the opening ceremony. So it was a good vibe, and everybody, you really felt the community and the community feeling. And there were speeches, there were some songs played, there was some rap, which was pretty cool, and and some history included, and it went by pretty fast, and was so much fun. So you might wonder, who is Tierra, and who are you talking about the whole time? So Tierra, I did an interview with her, I think last week, and she came from the US to Canada to graduate here on Burnaby campus. And she's now working with Dr. Lara Eknen in the Helping and Happiness Lab. So she's an expert when it comes to mental health. And she's also an amazing singer. I heard her on the opening ceremony, and I was stunned. Her voice is so beautiful. I have an excerpt from her song. She sung a song that was really, really beautiful. But I will go to that. I will jump to that song after we hear the interview. And I want to stop talking now because I want to give the stage now to Tierra, because she's such an amazing person, very lovely. We had so much fun during the interview, and I want to play you now the interview with Tierra Cash about Black History Month and why it is so important. So please enjoy. I'm Vivian, and we are CJSF 90.1 FM, and I have a special guest today here. Her name is Tierra, and she is from Soca Next Door. Yes. And we're going to talk about a very cool topic today. But do you want to introduce yourself first?
Sure. So my name is Tierra Cash. I am a PhD student here at Simon Fraser University in the Social Psychology Department. I work with Dr. Lara Eknen in the Helping and Happiness Lab. And a lot of my research focuses on life transitions and using the strategy of pro-sociality to help mitigate well-being so that people can be happier and healthier when they go through these difficult challenges.
Interesting. Very cool. And we met at an event last week, so the opening ceremony for Black History Month. And could you explain what is Black History Month?
Absolutely. So to give you a little bit of background on myself as well and where I'm coming from, I'm actually from the United States. I'm from Memphis, Tennessee, and moved here about 2.5 years ago. Black History Month is actually a month that was started in the United States back in the early 20th century by a professor who studied Black history and gave this mandate to the president to say we should be celebrating our histories, and specifically the history of Black folks and how it has shaped the United States back then. If I'm not mistaken, and if I am mistaken, I apologize, but I believe that the first time that Black History Month was celebrated here in Canada was in the 1980s. And so it took a little while to get to Canada, but once it did, it is a month to celebrate both the histories, but also the excellence of Black individuals who either are, you know, have generations who were born and raised here, who are folks of immigrant status or migrant status, but talking about the contributions that they've had to each of these countries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you for explaining that. Yeah. And why do you think Black History Month is so important?
Yeah, I think Black History Month is extremely important for many reasons. I'll say I think that those reasons are a bit different, again, depending on where you are. So in the United States, I think the history is important because of the hyper-visibility of Black individuals and of the experiences that are televised and shown. There needs to be some sort of understanding of, again, the real histories of Black folks in North America and Turtle Island. But in Canada, I think it's really important because there is this air of Black erasure here. And it's not necessarily the fault of Canada or the Canadian government as much as it is that there just hasn't been a recording of a lot of the contributions and a lot of the actions that have been taken by Black individuals here in Canada, across Canada, from the Maritimes all the way to BC. There's a deep-rooted history here of Black folks and of Black excellence, and some that have, you know, perused and have been spread out through generations. So being able to have a month where we can celebrate those things is extremely important, especially in a space where I know a lot of my friends and family who are centered here in Canada feel like, you know, there usually isn't visibility of Black individuals and their stories and their experiences here.
Mm-hmm. So it's a very important month and in many ways to celebrate, but this theme this year is resistance. Mm-hmm. So for 2023, why resistance?
Yeah, I mean, to be quite honest, we've had to resist institutional oppression. We've had to resist social oppression. We've had to resist many things in the ways in which, you know, modern history has shaped North America and North American politics. They haven't really included us or has been completely created to exclude us. So resistance is a huge piece of our story, but it's also important because resistance can also mean, and I'm trying to say this in a way that makes sense, but mm-hmm. resistance can also mean being present in the moment. Right? It's not just about resisting something else, about, you know, taking the time to fight against something. It's also understanding that just being, you know, Black joy is a form of resistance. Just being present, just showing our art and showing who we are in many different forms through our voices, through, you know, storytelling, whatever, those are all forms of resistance. So it's not just resistance to something, but it's also this resistance of, you know, the ways in which, again, modern humanity, again, these institutions and these societal ways of viewing Black folks are counter to our stories.
Mm-hmm. And have you ever made experience with a resistance yourself?
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. And I think, you know, a lot of this resistance for myself goes back to what I, you know, just talked about, this understanding that resistance can also just be being.
Mm-hmm.
It can be engaging in self-care and engaging in wellness and engaging in joy. And so a lot of the work that I do personally is around equitable mindfulness, which is this concept that I created at Arizona State University, but really has been around for a very, very long time. It's this reflection of understanding that, you know, we're mindful beings, that it's something that has been ingrained in many of our cultures for a very long time. And if we're talking specifically about African and African diasporic cultures, understanding that, you know, a part of the reason why we're able to resist for so long and we're able to resist these oppressive situations and tools is because we've been mindful, is because mm-hmm. we've engaged in such good community work and values and self-care. And so, you know, myself, a lot of the work that I do in as a form of resistance is trying to get back to my community, is taking time to sit and to, you know, convene with ancestors and convene with family and friends, to meditate, to engage in self-care, because all of these things are helping me to be a better ancestor, both to people who will come after me and to hold space for the ancestors that came before me. And that's really important as we think about resistance.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And also we were talking about the past and your ancestors, or many people resisted in the past and still do. Who inspired you the most?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think there's many ties, to be honest, but I'll say one person who's inspired me tremendously would be my grandmother, my Oma. She's in her 80s now, her late 80s, and she was actually born and raised in Jim Crow era. Mm-hmm. So the time in the United States where there was segregation and there was